This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining us in the hadith class. Today, inshallah, we will discuss one of the divisions of the hadith according to the number of the narrators. Hadith is divided to two categories according to the number of narrators. From this aspect, hadith is divided to two categories: hadith mutawatir and hadith ahad. And we will start, inshallah, with the hadith mutawatir. We have many divisions for the hadith according to many things: number of narrators, authenticity, the source of the hadith, the end of the hadith. So according to the number of transmitters, the number of narrators, we have two categories: hadith mutawatir, or what we call multiply narrated, or as the Dr. Kamali mentioned in the book, recurrent, and hadith ahad, singularly narrated, or solitary, as Dr. Kamali mentioned. So we have two categories for the hadith according to the number of narrators. And we will start, inshallah, with the mutawatir, with the first category. This is mentioned in the book, page 169. What we will discuss today, inshallah, it is mentioned in the book, textbook of hadith, page 169. Now, stay with me. We will start with the mutawatir. So what do we mean by mutawatir? Linguistically, mutawatir means mutatabi' in Arabic, means continuous or successive. That's what we mean by mutawatir in the linguistic term. But in hadith terminology, it's the hadith which is narrated by a large number of people. So much so that it's inconceivable that they could have all collaborated in order to perpetuate a lie. That's the definition of hadith mutawatir in according to the hadith terminology, according to Mustalah al-Hadith. The hadith that is narrated by large. And notice, large is between quotation marks. By large number of people, so much so that it is inconceivable that they could have all collaborated in order to perpetuate a lie. That's what we mean by hadith mutawatir. It has to be narrated by a large number of people. How large? Scholars differed. So now, after we knew the definition of the hadith, we will move to the conditions. When can we judge that this hadith is mutawatir? When can we say that this hadith met the conditions? How many conditions do we have for the hadith al-mutawatir? Hadith al-mutawatir has four conditions. It has four conditions. Once these conditions are met, then we could say this hadith is mutawatir. If one of them is missing, then we cannot say it is mutawatir. The first condition, to be narrated by many people. Again, many. How many? There is difference of opinion. The least, according to one opinion, it has to be four. At least four. Four in every level of the isnad. Let's say there are five narrators. One student from his sheikh, from the successor, from the companion, from the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have five levels. On each level, there has to be at least four narrators for this hadith. At least. This is one opinion. Another opinion said at least 10. At least 10. Another opinion says, no, at least it has to be 100. So scholars differed. Why? Because they said, in order for us to say it is mutawatir, we have to guarantee that those people, whether it is 4, 10, 100, they did not conspire to tell a lie. So this is the first condition. It has to be narrated by many people. Which means if one person narrated this hadith, it is not mutawatir. It has to be many people. And This many, they have to be in all levels of isnad. So let's say five companions from the Messenger ﷺ hear this hadith. Umar, Uthman, Ali, Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. We have five people. According to one opinion, that's sufficient. But then, from all those five people, only one successor, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, rahimahullah. He heard this hadith. Then from Sa'id, we have 100 people took it. What do we call this hadith? Can we call it mutawatir? We have 100 people in one of the levels. Can we call it mutawatir? No, we cannot. Because in one of the levels, there was only one narrator. It has to be in every level. This number, if we say at least 10 people, those 10 people, they have to be in every level. If we say 4 people, those 4 people, they have to be in every level. Like I said, we have Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. He took it from his sheikh, al-Humaydi. Is there any other scholar took it from another sheikh, or it's only from al-Humaydi? If it's only one narrator, then it is not mutawatir. Whether it is from the end, from the beginning, or from the top. Even if it's companions, it has to be at least 4 or more. So if it's one companion, or 2, or even 3, it is not mutawatir anymore. The minimum, according to one opinion, the minimum it has to be 4 in every level. If we have 5 levels, there has to be 4 in every level. If we have 5 levels, then there has to be 4 in these 5 levels. And so on. So there has to be many people. How many? According to one opinion, 4. According to other opinion, 10. They have to be in every level of the isnad. This is the second condition. Number 3, the third condition. It's impossible for them to lie in this hadith. Now the number is critical, but there is another thing. It's impossible for them to lie in this hadith. How could this happen? Such if someone was in Iraq and he said something. Then another person from another place and he said the same thing. Then another person from another place, he said the same thing. So what happens here? It's impossible for them. They did not have way of communication. They did not meet each other. It's impossible for them to lie. So we say this hadith is mutawatir. So first, there has to be number of narrators. How much? One opinion says 4, another opinion says more. And this many, they have to be in every level of the isnad. And the third thing, it's impossible for them, it's inconceivable, as the doctor said in the book, it's inconceivable for them to collaborate in order to perpetuate a lie. This is number 3. Because remember, if you have 100 people, but they all met together and they all said, let's lie, then this hadith is not accepted. Because it's possible for them, they were in the same place, it's possible that they lied. Number 4, they relate something with their senses. What they say, it has to be something that they saw, or they heard, or they felt, they touched. We know the famous, the known, the well-known senses. What do we mean by that? If they relate something, they concluded, something they thought, something they expected, then it is not accepted. Why? Because they may be wrong. But when they say, I saw, and another person came and said, I saw, and another person also, he said, I saw, I heard, I touched, then it is accepted. If they said, I felt, or I imagined, I thought, it is not accepted. Why? Because in the mutawatir, you have to have a definite statement. There is no margin for any error. It has to be correct. These are the four conditions of the hadith al-mutawatir. Once they are all available, once we have all these four ahadith, then we could say the hadith is what? The hadith is mutawatir. The hadith is mutawatir. Okay. Let's say we have a hadith, and this hadith met all these conditions. So what's the ruling? Is it authentic? Is it weak? Is it Hassan? Or what can we say? How can we give, or how can we credit or discredit a hadith if it's mutawatir? Scholars of hadith unanimously agreed that if the hadith is mutawatir, then it is automatically what? Accepted. Automatically. Once the hadith is mutawatir, then it is automatically accepted. What do we mean by that? We mean by that you don't check on the narrators. Now maybe one of the narrators is not trustworthy. Maybe. It doesn't matter. Why? Because of the conditions that we listed. It's impossible for them to perpetuate a lie. Maybe he himself, he was a liar. But what about the others? It's impossible that they all lied. Maybe one of them is weak, but what about the rest? So it's unlike the other ahadith where we check on the narrator, we see if it's authentic, weak, accepted, rejected. Mutawatir is automatically accepted. Because they gave you a definite thing. Again, that's why we made a condition that they don't conclude things. They expect. They saw. They heard. They gave you direct thing with their senses. Which means it's next to impossible that it's wrong. That's why the hadith mutawatir is accepted. It's the strongest level of the ahadith. Once you say hadith mutawatir, it's automatically accepted. You don't check on the authenticity. You don't check on the narrators. However, we have two types of the hadith al-mutawatir. This hadith mutawatir, again, remember, we said we have two divisions according to the narrators, mutawatir and ahad. The mutawatir itself, it has two categories. Literal mutawatir. What do we mean by literal mutawatir? We mean by literal mutawatir that it was narrated with the exact wordings. You hear this hadith from 10 people and they said the same thing exactly. Then you hear the same hadith from other 10 people with the exact words. So that's what we call literal mutawatir, with the exact words. Then we have the mutawatir in the meaning. Mutawatir in the meaning is when the narrators give you a similar meaning. It gives you the same meaning, but with different wordings, little bit. That's, we call it mutawatir in meaning. It's not literally mutawatir, because you don't have the exact words, but the meaning is one. They changed a little bit in the meaning, but in the words, what they gave you, it gave you the same meaning. So it is two types. Now, do you remember any example? Can you tell any example of the hadith that you heard and you remember it is mutawatir? Only one hadith. Do you remember any hadith from this category where it was multiply narrated in all levels of the isnad? What do you think? No one remembers? One hadith? Okay. From the first category, which is the literal mutawatir, yes. Very good, very good. That's mutawatir. فَمَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ Whoever lies against the Messenger ﷺ, let him reserve his seat in hellfire. That's mutawatir. And actually it's coming in the examples. From the first category, which is the literal mutawatir, we have the hadith of the pool or the river of the Messenger ﷺ in the Day of Judgment. You all heard this hadith. Don't tell me that you don't know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that on the day of judgment, people will be given the drink from his hawd. Exactly. So you hear this hadith. This hadith is mutawatir. It is multiply narrated in all levels of the isnad. So this is an example for the first category. The second category, we have the hadith of raising the hands while making the dua. Now, when you make the dua, it's recommended to raise your hands. But raising the hands did not come in one exact wordings. Sometimes the companions mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ raised his hands to its extent until we saw his armpits. Sometimes they say, or the hadith comes, that the Prophet ﷺ recommended raising the hands when you are making the dua. So after all these narrations, it becomes definite that you raise your hands when you make dua, unless there is an exception. In another times, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too shy to reject the dua when his servant is raising his hands. So now you have different words, but it gives you the same meaning, which is raising the hands while you are making dua. So this is mutawatir. This becomes mutawatir. It's definite that you raise your hands when you make the dua. Because sometimes the hadith comes that the Prophet ﷺ was raising his hands. Sometimes the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the people to raise their hands. Sometimes the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Allah will not reject the dua if someone raised his hands. So all these ahadith with different words, they give you the same meaning, that your dua, you should be, when you supplicate, you should raise your hands. So this is the mutawatir in the meaning. Another example, just like what Bazigha said about the hadith of whoever lied against me. This is part of the hadith actually. The beginning of it, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. This is in both Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Also, the hadith of wiping over the foot covering. Wiping over the foot covering came from more than 70 of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it became a sign for the people of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Because it was so much so narrated that it became mutawatir. Wiping over the foot covering. And there are other examples of the hadith mutawatir. Now, we don't have too much ahadith, like 4,000 ahadith, 4,000, 5,000 ahadith. We have few compared to the general, to all the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mutawatir ahadith are few. Why? Because it's difficult to meet all these four conditions. But once you have these conditions, then the hadith is mutawatir. You don't check on it no more. It's correct. It's accepted. Once you hear that this hadith is mutawatir, then you are 100% certain that the Prophet ﷺ said it. It is as if you heard it directly from the Messenger ﷺ. That's the degree of certainty when it comes to the mutawatir. It is as if you heard it directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no chance that there is a mistake in this hadith. The other division, according to the number of transmitters, hadith al-ahad. We have mutawatir and we have ahad. Ahad means solitary or singularly narrated. Ahad in Arabic is the plural of ahad, and ahad means one who has no similar. That's why Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَد. In hadith terminology, it's very simple. Once you know the mutawatir hadith, you say the hadith that was narrated by other than the mutawatir. Or you could say the hadith that missed any of the mutawatir conditions, any of the four conditions of the mutawatir conditions. This is the hadith al-ahad. Because if you go the other way and you try to define it, it will be so too long. The hadith that was narrated by one or two or three, and the hadith that maybe mentioned something concluded. So it will be a long process. While you say whatever was not mutawatir, this is the hadith al-ahad. Because sometimes you know things by the opposite. What's the verdict of the hadith al-ahad? Is it like al-mutawatir, automatically accepted? Is it automatically rejected? What's the ruling on the hadith al-ahad? The hadith al-mutawatir, as we said, you don't check on the status of the narrators, the authenticity, because it's automatically accepted. While hadith al-ahad, it could be authentic, it could be weak, it could be hasan. It depends on the narrators. You have to do the study of the hadith al-ahad, while you don't do the same with the hadith al-mutawatir. So there is a huge difference between hadith ahad and hadith mutawatir. Hadith ahad, it could be authentic, it could be not. It could be hasan, it could be not, according to the study. Because we have to study and check the hadith al-ahad, while we don't do the same thing with hadith al-mutawatir. What are the divisions of the hadith al-ahad? Again, it is in the book, page 164. We started by page 169, and now page 164 in the book. And you have to go and read the book. Okay. Now again, remember the divisions of the mutawatir. We said literal mutawatir, and we said mutawatir in meaning. Here also we have divisions of hadith ahad. We have three divisions instead of two for the mutawatir. We have three divisions for hadith al-ahad. The first one is called mashhur. Mashhur. Mashhur in Arabic means famous, well known. That's the mashhur. So what's the mashhur? Mashhur is what's narrated by at least three people in any level. In any level of the isnad. As long as you have three people, let's say from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were five people took this hadith. From the successors, there were three people. Then from the followers of the successors, there were 100 people. And then Imam al-Bukhari narrated this hadith with many other scholars. What's the category for this hadith? Is it mutawatir? It's not. Why?
There's minimum four.
Minimum four, and we have in one level what?
Three.
So if we have three, what's the name of this hadith? Mashhur. Mashhur, famous. Famous because you have at least three people. That makes it famous. But it's not too much famous that it is automatically accepted like al-mutawatir, but it is famous. Do we have an example? Yes, this is the example. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ يَنْزِعُهُ انْتِزَاعًا مِنْ صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. Allah does not take the knowledge away by taking it from the hearts of people. But Allah takes the knowledge by the death of the scholars. وَلَكِنْ يُقْبَضُ الْعِلْمُ بِمَوْتِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. So this hadith is mashhur. Hadith Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ يَنْزِعُهُ انْتِزَاعًا مِنْ صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. This is an example for hadith mashhur, where we have three narrators in one of the levels. It doesn't have to be in all levels. If it's only in one, like you have 100 companion, hear this hadith from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we have 100 successor. Then we have three followers. Then we have 100 again and 100 again. What's the ruling of this hadith? It cannot be mutawatir, because in one of the levels there were three people, and we said the minimum according to the least opinion four. So if you have three, then it is mashhur. It is mashhur. Now this hadith, is it authentic or not? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَضُ الْعِلْمَ يَنْزِعُهُ انْتِزَانِ. Is it authentic or not? Is the mashhur authentic or weak? That's the better question. Is the mashhur is authentic? No. It depends. It could be authentic and it could be not. It depends. Maybe those three narrators, they are weak. Maybe they are weak. So it's not authentic. But it's rarely. They said it's rare to have a mashhur hadith while it is weak. At least it has to be hasan. Because the ahadith, the different chains of narrators endorse each other. They strengthen each other. So if you have three different chains, at least it should be weak. It should be hasan. But there is a possibility. So we don't say it's automatically authentic. Actually, there are ahadith with three different chains and it's still weak. Because those three people, they are all liars. It could happen. So the mashhur, although it's usually strong, it's mostly authentic, but it depends. We cannot say it's always. It could be authentic and it could be not. If it's always authentic, then it's just like mutawatir. It's accepted. The second type, now we said mashhur, we have three types. The second type is called aziz. Aziz. Aziz means dear or rare. Aziz, something precious. That's why we say dear. And also aziz means something rare. Very few like this. So that's the meaning of aziz. What's the definition of the aziz in the hadith terminology? The hadith which was narrated by two narrators in any level. In any level of the isnad. If you have two narrators, then it is aziz. Again, what if you have 100 companions, then two successors, then 200 followers of the successors, then 200, then 200? What's this hadith? It's still aziz, because in one of the levels, there were only two people. What's the example for this? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والدي ووالدي والناس أجمعين. This is an example for the hadith Aziz. So what's the ruling of the hadith Al-Aziz? Is it weak or it's authentic or what? What's the ruling?
This one would depend also.
It depends. Now this particular hadith, it is authentic. I chose authentic ahadith. But that does not mean every hadith Aziz is authentic. It could be weak. It could be fabricated. So it depends. We don't know. But this particular hadith, this example, it is authentic. Okay? So that's the difference. In the mutawatir hadith, we don't say what's the ruling because it's automatically authentic. It's automatically accepted because of the conditions. While here, it could be authentic and it could be not. The third type is called hadith al-ghareeb. Ghareeb means stranger, unknown. This is the linguistic meaning of hadith al-ghareeb. In the terminology of hadith, it is defined by the hadith that is narrated by one of the narrators in any level. As long as you have one person in any level of the isnad, then this hadith is غريب. So again, we have مشهور, we have عزيز, and we have غريب. غريب. What's the ruling of the hadith al-غريب? Authentic week? What? It depends, again. It could be authentic and it could be not. It depends. Do you have an example for the Hadith al-Gharib? Do you have example? I gave, yes. The first Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, very good. What's the first Hadith? Hadith of what? Hadith Umar radiallahu anhu. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Now this Hadith is very famous. Everybody knows this Hadith. It's narrated in the 6 books. It's in Bukhari, Muslim. It's in all books. Why we say it is gharib? It's not stranger. It's known. Very well known Hadith. It should be mashhur. Why do we say it's gharib? Yes. The Hadith. What? Even if you go to China, seek knowledge even if you go to China. Yeah, I think this is gharib. But actually it's not authentic, that hadith. I chose only the authentic hadith. Hadith gharib, hadith Umar, why we say it's gharib? While everybody knows this hadith. Because Umar radiallahu anhu, he is the only one who narrated this hadith. So in the level of the companions, there was only one man. And actually in the level of the successors, there was only one man. And then it became famous afterwards. So it is gharib. The gharib could be authentic and it could be weak, daif. So again, we have hadith mutawatir, which is multiply narrated by large number of people, so much so that it's impossible, it's inconceivable for them to collaborate in order to perpetuate a lie. That's the mutawatir. It's two divisions. Literal mutawatir, mutawatir lafzi, in the words itself, and mutawatir ma'nawi, mutawatir in the meaning. And we have hadith al-ahad, the solitary. Hadith al-ahad is divided to three types. Mashhur, which has at least three in any level of the isnad. Aziz, which has two narrators in any level of the isnad. And gharib, which has one narrator at any level of the isnad. All these ahadith, the ahad, all these ahadith, ahad. Let's say hadith Umar radiallahu anhu. If it's authentic, do you accept it or you don't accept it? Accept it. But it's only one narration. Do you accept it? What if it was in the aqidah issue? Do you accept the hadith al-ahad? Difference of opinions. What does it say?
Some scholars accepted one. Hanifa doesn't.
Why? Actually, it's true. Some scholars said even if the hadith al-ahad is authentic, we should stop and check. If it's in the aqidah issue, we cannot, because it's aqidah issue, so there has to be at least few people knew it or heard it. The Prophet ﷺ was supposed to deliver the message to all mankind, not to one person. So what do you think? What's the correct opinion?
It should be accepted.
It should be. Why?
Because it is authentic. All the Sahaba, I mean, not all of them were with him all the time.
As long as it is authentic, then it has to be accepted, right?
Yes.
It has to be accepted. Do you have any evidence? Do you have any evidence? They may argue, as I said, they tell you the aqidah, it cannot be accepted by one man. The Prophet ﷺ was supposed to deliver the message to all mankind.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "No hadith take from me and the righteous khulafa."
Yeah, what about it?
So, during their time, they wouldn't deviate. So,
we're not saying they will deviate. That has nothing to do with this. We are taking from the khulafa. were taken from the Prophet ﷺ, but we take only what was multiply narrated. Because maybe one man heard it and it was only for him. What do you think? Yes. What about Umar? What about Hudhaifa? What about him? You have. That's why once you have an opinion, you have to have the evidence. The correct opinion is that you accept it, even in aqidah, in any issue. Issue of halal and haram. But the question is, what's the evidence? If you tell someone you have to accept it, what's the evidence? We have the evidence in the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh to Yemen to do what? What was the job of Mu'adh?
Teach people
what? Quran and Sunnah. They were Muslims?
New
Muslims. So they did not know these things, right? So he will teach them about Aqidah. If you say yes, then you cannot say, I don't accept the hadith of Ahad in Aqidah. Because he sent only Mu'adh. The Prophet ﷺ did not say, oh, I will send you to new people. They will learn everything about the religion, so I have to send with you 10, 20 people. Did the Prophet ﷺ send a group with Mu'adh? No. What does that tell you? The hadith, as long as it's accepted, you take it. Be it Aqidah, be it Fiqh, be it any other branch of the religion. You accept the hadith of Ahad. Another evidence. Do you know any other evidence? The hadith of changing the Qibla. Now changing the Qibla, it's a matter of Aqidah. Essentially, it's a matter of Fiqh when you pray. But when you are commanded to pray this direction instead of that direction, it became aqidah issue. And at the time of the Messenger ﷺ in Medina, at the beginning, they used to face Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis. Until the ayah was sent down, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So the Prophet ﷺ asked the people to turn their faces towards the Masjid al-Haram. One of the companions, he was praying with him and he left. Other people did not hear that. So they kept praying to Bayt al-Maqdis. He told them, by Allah, I prayed with the Messenger ﷺ to the sacred house. So they turned directly. They moved right away to that direction. They did not tell him, we don't have to follow you until we verify it from the Messenger ﷺ. So one man is enough. As long as he's trustworthy, it is enough. Be it matters of aqidah, matters of Sharia, Fiqh, it's the same. Okay? This is very important. And with this, inshallah, we will conclude our session. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.